morning, Bucks County. Sunday morning.
Just yesterday.
And soon, we're going to have some really, really exciting news coming in from my special guest, Jeff Levine. He is so excited to come on our podcast here in Bucks County, and I'm super excited to have him on. He is an amazing man with, let me tell you, amazing biceps, amazing quads. This guy is super healthy, fitness, full of life. I have never met anybody that is full of the zest of life that he has. He is out there helping tons of people in his market. He's a realtor. He's one of the best in Doylestown. And he's coming on today. In just a little while, we are going to have Jeff discuss what is happening in the market, how it's affected him and his business in this pandemic, what is to come in the market of real estate. So I am so proud and happy that he can attend this podcast to talk with me with everything that's going on. And let me tell you that this man can talk. So he talks more than I do, which is kind of scary because we have to make this, you know, we have to limit it. We don't want to go too far. But we will definitely have, I'm going to say, a good hour talk on our podcast. So much to talk about. And again, his links will be in the podcast, just like everything else. We will definitely be back in just a little while. In the meantime, I'm going to play a little bit of music here of James Taylor, one of his favorites. And we will be talking in a few minutes. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now. Hey Bucks, I am back.
Just yesterday morning,
we are about to have Mr. Jeff Levine.
Suzanne,
he's coming on board. Gonna give him a call here in just a few seconds. He's expecting my call to be about 1 o'clock, so I can always be a little early. It's never a problem. And we're just going to give a shout out to him and see what he's up. We'll see what he's been up to today. I'm sure he's been so active in his business, and I'm sure he's out there, you know, working out, running. Who knows? He could have gotten a good walk in today. So let's give him a call.
Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. As you know, that call is coming in from Bucks County Bites, and I just don't know how excited. I'm so excited to have you on. I mean, the anticipation. We were supposed to have that call, you know, a few days ago, but then I had the emergency.
Right.
So then I had to put it off, and I was like so bummed out that I couldn't do it. But I got excited too. It's like, oh, I get to talk to him on the weekend. Yes.
That's okay. So we're not taping yet.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, we are.
Oh yeah, I go from. So what I like to do is when I do the mixing and editing prior. I do an intro, and then I'm just gonna call you, and you'll hear the phone. It dials in. You pick up, and you are live, basically.
Okay.
And so I get this out there. So,
right, okay.
So, that's...
Let me ask you, can you hear me okay? Because I have you on speakerphone. Is this okay?
I can still hear you fine. And I do go in and I edit all this because I can change that volume and I can change, you know, I can change bass, I can do treble. I can make noises disappear. And we also have, like, a background music. Which that's why I always ask people, what do you like to hear? And I usually kind of add that into the background. So you can still hear us talk, but we have that nice music behind us.
Okay.
So anyway, Bucks County Bikes listeners out there, I'm getting a good following. People are downloading. They are listening. And they are curious of what we do. So what I love to do is take people from Bucks County and beyond, and I talk to them about their businesses and what they're doing during the pandemic, what's changed, how things are going to change in the very near future, and, you know, what have you done during this time to, you know, make things better for you, what's been challenging, you know, even like health and fitness has been a big thing for people. And just all across the board, people are not sure where to go because, you know, millions of people did lose their businesses and jobs. And you know that when you drive through Doylestown, we've seen numerous places close.
Yes.
And it's very sad to see that. And I'm very interested about you because, you know, I've done some research on you. I've checked all your sites out. I've connected with you. And real estate, it has to be an interesting because during the pandemic, people were allowed, you know, they did get the housing assistance, I guess, right? So how did you see the market change? I mean, first we want to do is like, we want to do an intro about yourself, tell them who you are, and let's kind of talk about what the real estate business has done during this time.
No, I love that. That's a great.
And I'm curious, very curious. And I'm sure a lot of other people are too. They're wondering, you know, is this a good time to sell? Is it a good time to buy? You know, what should I do? You know, you've got COVID going on. You know, you're going to have the house cleaned differently too. You know, with all the people that come in and tour the home. So, or if you're doing virtual. So those kind of things I'm curious and the listeners are curious about too. So, let's do an intro, and I know you love to talk, so go for it.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, I'm Jeff Levine from Carl Williams Real Estate. I've been selling real estate for 36 years now in Central and Upper Bucks County primarily.
Wow.
But I'm licensed in Pennsylvania anywhere, feel very grateful and very fortunate that I'm somebody who's been at his job for 36 years and still loves what he does. I think that may be unusual in this world. I actually think I might love it even more than I ever did in the past 36 years. It's been a lot of fun this year, actually, with all the issues that have been brought forward. But that's who I am. I mean, I had other careers prior to being in real estate, and I sort of did stumble into it, like so many realtors used to stumble into it, not so much today. It just was really interesting that it took to me. It just is the perfect blend of the way in which my mind works. I was immediately just drawn into the business.
But it's amazing, though. You've been in the real estate business for 36 years and some months. And I know a lot of people...
1984.
I don't know that many people that stayed in it that long.
I know. Well, I've been very fortunate. I've worked very hard and I've done very well for a long time. It's had its ups and downs. I've been through three recessions. I've been through good times and bad times. I've seen them all and I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's been quite a ride. It's been just amazing. I have to say, my community of Bucks County, I was not born here. I call Doylestown my second hometown. I'm here about twice as long as I was where I grew up, which I left when I was 17.
Oh, you were here and you left?
No, I was born in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, went off to college at 17.
Okay.
And never really went back to that home, I mean, other than to visit. And so I call this my second hometown because I've now been here 40 years.
So you were here a long time. You're one of the original residents down here in Doylestown.
Well, I mean, I've just been here for, that's a long time, 40 years. So that's, yeah. I mean, I'm born here, but I feel very much from here now. And this town and my career have been very good to me. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for the support that I've had.
Wonderful people here. I can't say any. Everything I've seen, all the people I've met, the businesses, people are wonderful here. The long-term residents, people that have moved in recently. Yeah, it's a great place, a great location. You've got everything here. You got the restaurants, you got the shops, you got the parks and the canal. It just is so much to offer here. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll tell you, when I moved here, the forefathers, they weren't the original people in Doylestown, but there were people here who were alive then. They were very kind to me. I was a young guy coming in. And so they really, a lot of them, Joe Kenny and Herman Silverman, Walt Conti, they really took me under their arm. And I'm very grateful for them. And I had a great mentor in real estate whose name was Bob Dinlocker.
Okay.
And he taught me the business. They taught me well. And I think I credit them a lot with my longevity and my ability to do what I do.
So that really makes a difference. When you're getting into a business such as real estate, you really need to have somebody there to walk you through it and mentor you. Because, you know, a lot of the new people that might start in it, they might have, you know, those questions or not sure where to go. And that's why they probably don't last in it, you know, the business that long, where you had the right people teaching you.
It's true. When I was an app student, I have to give myself credit for that. But I mentor a lot of people now. It's one of my great loves. I teach in my company and I mentor a lot of people in my company and outside of my company who can feel free to call me for, and because I just really enjoy doing that. So it does make the difference because, you know, they teach you stuff in real estate school, but they don't teach you how to be a realtor. They really don't.
No,
so,
sure they don't. That's something that doesn't come along with the territory.
No.
And one of the things I found, like when I was looking I was looking at your sites. One of the things that you mentioned is that they don't teach you integrity. They don't teach you those kinds of, you know, kindness and, you know, compassion. Those things don't come. That comes with a person. So whatever you're doing, if you're selling real estate, you have this wonderful ability to connect with the people. That's what's missing, I think, in a lot of the areas of real estate.
Well, we do, thank you. We do have a code of ethics with the Board of Realtors, both for the National Association and the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors and the Bucks County Association of Realtors all have codes of ethics that we're supposed to follow. So we are taught them, and we actually take ethics for our recertification every 2 years. We have continuing education every
year.
And every four years, we have to take the ethics course. However, having said that, I do think that integrity and those things come from somewhere else.
Oh, sure it does. That comes from you. It's deep down inside of you. You might have had that, you know, your parents might have taught you. When you were very young, you grew up with a good family base, and that comes with you, along with whatever you do in whatever business it may be. You know, whether you go through the college years or multiple businesses, that's how my parents were. They were very kind and compassionate people. They were farmers, and that's what I grew up with, in a farming community and a farm. And no matter what I did, no matter where I've been, that kindness matters. That compassion comes with it, and it doesn't matter where I go, it's just still there. So it's taught at a very young age, if you learn it. And if you don't have that people, your family's not that kind of people, then you're probably not going to learn it from there, but you might learn it from somewhere else.
So, well, and but you can learn it from somewhere else.
Oh, so yeah, you do.
At one point in my life, I started a path of really my own self-improvement away from my parents. My parents are great. They gave me all the building blocks I needed. But at some point in my life, I had to make decisions for myself, as we all do. And I just, you know, my dad taught me, though, I have to say, you know, all that I have is my name. And my name, my word is my name. So that is something I got from my dad. Now, the ability the ability to connect with people and be empathetic, and which really in my business is so key. you know, I was really maybe 10 years into the business, or maybe only in the past 20 years, I started to focus less on the end result for myself. I have to admit, coming into sales, it was sales, and I was very focused on the end result for me. My numbers, my money, my commission.
I see. And
that was part of being a young salesman.
Oh, yeah, it comes with the territory, I'm sure.
It does, and so somehow that shifted, and I realized that my business was not really about selling houses, but about client relationships and client management. And the more that I gave people, the more I would get. That's the irony of karma, is that the less you take and the more you give, the more you end up getting.
That's so true. And we do. We see that in all walks of life, and it's part of giving and caring, and you do receive back in some unusual ways that you might not realize it, and you have to look back. It's like, well, you know, I did all these things and I helped all these people. And then, you know, as you go along in life, it's like, wow, you know, being kind and compassionate and caring does have its payback. It does. It has a payback.
Tenfold.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I really do believe that.
So. And I saw that in you. You know, I forget where I found. I found you, I think, through Rose Knows Where It Goes. We'll give a shout out to Rose here. And actually, a couple other people that just come into my life are, I think her name, she's Pine to Pink. I think it's with Keith and, was it Marianne?
Yes.
So she just, I said, you know, I asked her today, would you like to come on and talk about, you know, the cancer awareness? And she's like, yes. And she got so excited. So we're going to be doing that. But, you know, you all know each other. You're all connected.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a small little town. It always was and still is. But somebody told me recently, you know, people always say, well, it's a small world. And somebody told me a couple of years ago, they returned that phrase and they said, it's a small world if you're a friendly person.
Yeah,
and that's true. And I love that. And I love that. So you know that. The connections just happen.
That's why I saw you. It's like, you know, this guy, this man is amazing. You know, he offers so much to people. He's giving and helping. And that's the kind of person, like, I really wanted to have you on because you are that person. And not only that, your biceps and your quads. That was like, wait a minute. He's a realtor. He's in business a long time. Like, look at his biceps. Oh my God, look at his quads. I'm like, oh, he looks like a bodybuilder.
my head is growing here. That's what your
wow. My ego, yeah. Well, I'm glad it's growing because when your ego grows, so do your biceps.
Well, I do work out, so.
Well, yes, I can see that. I don't know if you have your own gym or if you're going locally, but wow. Congratulations to a very healthy and fit lifestyle.
Thank you.
So that's how that's how I met you, and I really, like I said, I needed to get you on here and talk about the real estate. So how do you go about, you know, you're helping people in the real estate market, you know, clients and people that want to come on board. How do you start the process of, you know, helping them, you know, find these homes? Because I've seen your website, which the links all will be in there. I've seen some of these places, and they're incredible. Wow.
Well, I mean, there's two sides of real estate. People often just think of the buying side, or finding the home of your dreams, and that is there. And the other side is listing and selling houses, representing the seller. So I represent both sellers and both buyers. So, I mean, finding the homes for people, well, let's see. So in both cases, I mean, finding the folks you're going to be working with for a new realtor is not easy. So there are paths that you do to get a client base. But then once you're in it for a while, a large part of my business is based upon referrals of clients of mine who have referred me to other clients, of now families. I'm like on second and third generations.
Oh my gosh. So
people buy houses. I know, it's amazing. I just recently sold a house to the son of somebody who I had also sold his father's house for him. And so that's three generations in one family. That just happened recently.
And, oh my gosh. I know. I can't believe it.
It's great. I just get a kick out of it. But so I mean, finding the houses, I mean, we all cooperate with each other in real estate. So uh-huh. other people have the listings that I find for the buyers, or I have my own listings, properties for sale that other agents bring the buyers to me. So that's how it works. But you know, we have incredible homes here in Central and Upper Bucks, and
I know.
There's a lot out there for folks.
A lot of historical homes in Doylestown, and you know, they have the Margaret Mead House right there in town. You have a lot of these just incredible history in town. And you think about even like Plumsteadville Township, you know, Doylestown Township, there's so much here to be offered. I am just amazed. When I first came here, I was like, this is a gorgeous place to be.
It's amazing.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, George Washington really did sleep here. He slept around, and he's all over Bucks County.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
There are homes in Langhorne that date to the 1600s. There are homes here in Bucks County in the 1700s. So I love historic
it's
homes.
It's a very old historical area. Not only do we have George Washington and the troops, I mean, I have a story about that too, because I actually came from a farm in New Jersey. Okay, Hopewell, New Jersey.
Oh my God, you're so close to where I'm from.
Yeah, so I'm a Voorhees. Think about it. A Voorhees Township, Voorhees State Park. All the Voorhees in New Jersey, they originally came over. Let's give you a little history. It won't take long.
No,
Drenthe area of the Netherlands is where my family is from. But they are called Van Voorhees. The town of Hay, H-E-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Voorhees, Van Voorhees means from the town of Hay. They came over in a boat called the Bonte Coe. They came into New York City. They settled where the Twin Towers were once standing. They were there back in the 1600s. They got tired of all the people coming. Can you imagine what it was like back then? But they got tired of the people and they left. And they left for New Jersey and they settled all that area. That's why you see Voorhees everywhere.
Well,
and that's my cousin's, like, 13th generation way back. And, then we had a farm in New Jersey. We had, about, was it 250 acres, I believe? And even to this day, I still go back to it. Because George Washington, this is where he comes in, he stayed on the farm. The troops, George Washington, and he stayed down the road. He stayed all over the place.
Yeah.
My sister and I, we found tons of artifacts from those days. My sister still has a pair of the boots that was discovered on the farm from that time. And coins and some other things I have, and she has. I think my other sister, Carla, might have a couple of items too. So, and, you know, my dad had collected this when he was a child. You know, the history and artifacts are just, you know, and that's what got me into the whole history thing. So, yes, and it's an incredible, incredible amount here. And, like, you think about Doylestown and not only did we have that, but we had outlaws running around. You know, we had the Doan Gang, which...
The Doan Brothers, yes.
Yeah, the Doan Brothers, which I discovered when I moved here, which they're actually the producers of that movie. They'll be on here. They always get a shout out because they're going to be my Halloween special.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
So we've got a bunch of stuff coming on. And, you know, and you get to see... What's really cool about your job is you get to see all these homes.
I do.
You see the history and the unbelievable architecture of all these places. It's
crazy. Well, also, I don't know if you've been following me on Facebook as the Roaming Realtor of Doylestown.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
So you want to go to the Facebook page Roaming Realtor of Doylestown, and I have everything there. And from the very beginning of COVID, and we're going to talk about that, but from the very beginning of COVID. I was not able to go to my gym, which I do every day, and I was not able to go to my office. I was not able to practice real estate outside of my home for 3 months.
Right.
And from the very beginning, I thought, well, pretty much all that I do in life is go to the gym and sell real estate. I don't have a very expansive life. I thought, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I've got to get outside. And it was still very cold. This was like March something or other, end of March. And I started to go out for walks through town. And the first day, I just took a picture of a house that's up the road from me that I've always really loved, but I don't usually pass it on foot. And I just took a picture for no reason and posted it on Facebook. And that was kind of it, just a picture. The next day, I took another walk. I posted another house. and I said something about it. And then I made the decision that I was going to commit to doing this every day until they allowed me to go back to my job and my business.
Oh my gosh.
And every day, so I started doing a very deep dive into the history of every house. So if you go to Roman Realty Doylestown, there's an architectural analysis of every home and a history of every home.
Oh my gosh, so I get to put, I'm going to put that in the podcast and on your YouTube because those links, people can see all that. That's 70, really cool.
There are about 70, I think there's 70 homes there now. People have begged me to please put together a book. I've taken a look at that.
Oh, you should do, you could do like a blurb book of some sort.
Well, coffee table, but that's like a whole other, I mean, that's like a whole thing to do. So someday I may do that. And a lot of people have asked me, I mean, really, really clamored for that. I have over 1,000 followers on Facebook looking at that. When I was able to go back to my gym and back to my business on March 9th, I decided, well, I can't stop this now because people really love it.
Yeah.
And they love it. Not only do they love it, but talk about connecting people. I would hear from people whose parents grew up in that house. And I would hear from people, and people start to connect to each other through my website because of having grown up or visited that house or been in that backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that's been so fulfilling for me. So since June 9th, I decided to do what I call the Tuesday tour of the Roaming Realtor. So I only do it once a week now because turning it out every day was really arduous. That was
especially in your business, you don't have time for all that extra. But so you do it once a week. So that's keeping it alive.
The Tuesday tour. So
I just did, so
I'm working on the one for Tuesday as today, as a matter of fact. So, but I do enjoy that because it does talk about the history of homes, the architectural background of homes, and it's been great fun for me.
Oh, I'll definitely have to check that out. In fact, you know, I may send you the original farmhouse where we grew up as a realtor and person interested in the history of the homes.
Yeah.
I find that interesting to see that Jersey farm. The home
I would.
Still exists there. Yeah.
So Martha, I grew up in Trenton, New Jersey.
You weren't far from where.
No,
we
that's
were.
Where. Yeah. So I'm not far. I know where. I know Hopewell very, very well.
Trenton, in its heyday, long ago, it was an actually okay place to be. It was.
My childhood and growing up in Trenton was fantastic.
Yeah, because my grandparents lived in Pennington, New Jersey. My father's family were in Hopewell. They had the farm there. So, and they remembered, like, they were on Amwell Road. And if you know anything about the history at Amwell Road.
I know Amwell Road, yep.
Because that's the Charles Lindbergh crime of the century.
I know it very well.
Yep.
In fact, that story is a very big thing in my life. I've read a great deal about it.
Oh, sure. Well, they searched that farm. The farm is in the books because they went to my father, you know, when he was a child. They went to the farm. They looked at every single square inch of the farm for anything, for any clues. They lived right next to the house.
Wow.
So that was their neighbor.
Wow. Yeah, it's a fascinating story.
It is a fascinating story. We definitely might have to have a subject to talk just on that alone.
Yeah, and the trial was at the courthouse in Trenton, and it was a very, very big deal. Yep. I'm so aware of that. I really followed that. So being from Trenton, and for some reason my parents grew up there too, so that really touched them, the Lindbergh kidnapping. I wasn't alive.
Oh, I know.
But I grew up hearing about it a lot.
That's all I heard about. My parents talked about it. Like, we would have watched that TV back in the day when you had to get up and change the channels. We only had 3 or 4 channels. We would watch these documentaries that would be on about, because that was big news. You'd still hear about it. And my dad would say, he's like, hey, look, there's the farm. There's their driveway. You know, and he was pointing all this stuff out right on television. I'm like, wait, what's this? a child, and you're a kid, like, wait, what's going on? But then you learn more and more. And my sister has a fascination for the history of it, too.
Yeah, so, I do, too.
So we have a connection. We didn't even know it, Jeff.
No, it's not funny. I know, that is funny.
It is. Jersey kids. Jersey kids, that's always a Jersey girl. Always
a Jersey boy.
Always a Jersey boy.
I actually have people who say to me, why do you brag about being from Trenton? I say, because it was the best town in the world growing
up. It was. You know, it was
we had seven movie theaters downtown, and my high school was fantastic. And I left in 1967. So when I say I left my hometown, it was a lot. It was before a lot happened. So it
before
was
the
a
change really, took
yeah,
place,
so
yeah.
It was a really, really wonderful place to grow up. I loved that town.
Oh yeah, that whole area was nice. And like I said, you know, every once in a while, I do go back over to the farm here and there just to see them, because you know, there were definitely up in age people that had bought it, but they stayed their whole lives. The man was from New York City. He worked on the stock exchange. He went back to that, bought the farm, and he restored it to its originality.
That's
from
fantastic.
The stone fences, everything. And he made the stone fences by hand. He chiseled everything out. It's incredible.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so yeah, I definitely will send that over to you because you're going to be interested. So.
Okay.
You're an amazing person to do everything that you do. I don't know how you find the time for it all. I guess during the pandemic, there was a lot more time.
There's a lot of time, and I'm very focused in my time. I'm not a guy who just kind of idles easily, but that's and there's a lot that I don't do with the pandemic. I don't travel as much, and I don't travel at all. I mean, we're very much homebound, so you know, I'm not having dinner parties in my
right.
house.
Or are you doing? Dating. So do you do everything virtually now since all this has been going on?
Yeah, so let me give you a rundown of what COVID really did in my business and how it affected me. So it was really interesting. So, you know, having already been in the business for as long as I had been and having a way of operating, I guess, it happened very quickly for me. So I was really kind of amazed at this. Everybody responded very differently, but almost from day one, I got very centered inside of this. I did not feel, I mean, obviously it was devastating for us all on March 9th when this began and when we couldn't work. But something in it just really, it's really just a product of who I am. I just kind of went into myself and sat and thought, okay, this is an opportunity. And so what I did for the next 3 months was work very hard at creating and focusing on my business so that when this ended and I knew that it would end, that I'd be able to sell real estate again, not end, because I haven't ended with the problem. But when I was able to go back to things, when it turned out it was June 9th, but I wanted to come out of it strong. I wasn't going to have this weaken me in my career. And I knew that it would end. I also knew a lot of people were being very concerned in my business of what was going to happen. The business was going to just run off the rails and tank. And I did not think that. I'd been through two other recessions, but the fundamentals were very, very different this time. We went into this very strong, and I saw no reason why we wouldn't pick up exactly where we left off when we came out of it in real estate. And that is what happened. So what I did was to prepare for those 3 months. And but a lot of that preparation, I have an assistant, my executive assistant, Karen Wyszynski, is absolutely fantastic. So she from her home and I in my home, we really started to dig in. And we had already done a lot of things virtually. We had already done docu-signing for clients, we were able to sign documents by email. And, you know, we were pretty tech-oriented. And I had the benefit of Keller Williams being the number one tech real estate company in the world. I don't know if people know that or not, but it is.
I learned that today that they are the number one. I did not realize
that. We're number one in every, we're number one across the board in volume and number of agents. We are number one worldwide. But more than that, 2 years ago, Gary Keller, who still owns and operates the company, the only privately held major real estate company in the country. Everybody else is owned by Wall Street.
Oh my gosh, he's the only private.
Yes, everybody else is owned by a corporation that's looking for dividends for the folks. Ours is like a company run by Gary Keller, who has more money than God and puts all of his money into it. Doesn't take it from us, the agents. He just invests.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, he's incredible, and the company's incredible, but that's a long story. But he, 2 years ago, he scrapped everything we had technologically and said, okay, we are reinventing ourselves because we are not doing as well as we can. And he branded us a tech company who sells real estate. And the reason why he did that branding was he was able to recruit people from Google and Amazon and places like that into our company to work on the tech.
You have Google and Amazon people in the company?
No, we got people working for us that came from there.
Yeah.
But beyond, we just recently, we're the only real estate company that is partnered with Google.
Oh my gosh.
With Google and Facebook. And we didn't go after them. They came to us.
Facebook
and Google approached Gary.
That's huge.
They approached Gary Keller because we already had the platform with which to be able to work, because our tech was so superior to everybody else's.
Oh, that's fantastic. You educated me on that. I had no idea that Keller Williams is that huge and they had that backing. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. So having said that, I have at my disposal a platform called Command, which is what it's called, which really enables me to do so much virtually. It's already built into what we have if you learn how to use it correctly. So Karen and I really dug into everything. And also what came from that is all of my social media presence, the Roaming Realtor of Doylestown and my Saturday Live at 5s that I do every Saturday.
Oh, you have a huge following. I'm so interested in the live shows that you have, everything that you're doing. You've got a huge presence out there.
Well, and that was all part of a response to COVID. So what I do love about this, the opportunity of this disaster that has been presented to us was very evident to me. It was very evident to me that we were stuck, along with everything else in the world, in the 20th century. And COVID bumped us into the 21st century.
Sure.
We were very slow to make the transition. But now people are buying cars online and we're all like, we're never going back. We're only moving. And so this really got me to retool very quickly for the future, which is why after 36 years, I'm able to be so excited about my business, because it's so ever evolving.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
fun. So that's interesting. So some businesses have done very well and have taken to it, where some have not.
The K-shaped recovery, and I don't want to get political here because one team is saying it's K-shaped and one team is saying it's V-shaped.
Yes.
But I do believe it's K-shaped because all the financial people say that. Forget the political people. I follow the financial pages.
Okay.
The K-shaped recovery means that people are coming out of this, and one sector is rising, which is tech, real estate. You know, that there are things that are the stock market, there are things that are rising, and the other things, entertainment, travel, restaurant, leisure, they're going down.
Yeah, I know that well.
Yeah, and that's where the K comes from. So real estate is part of the upward trend. So there's no doubt about it. We came out of COVID very strong. I'd never been busier those first 2 months in my career than I was for 2 months straight. I still am very busy, but those first 2 months were incredibly busy for pent-up demand. We have the perfect storm in real estate right now.
What do you think will happen since it's so strong, you came into it strong. Do you think during the fall season here, depending on what happens, and people are saying that COVID is going to kick us back in, it's going to be here. And then you have flu season, you have the combination of, you know, many people potentially being sick again and seeing that maybe we will maybe do another shutdown of some sorts. Do you see that real estate market is going to stay strong throughout the season into the winter because of everything that's happened? It usually slows down.
Well, I don't know none of us really does know, and that's one of the hard things is that we don't know what's coming next, but I don't think we're going to shut down again, no matter what the conditions are, because I think the severity of that psychologically, not just economically, are very, very hard. So I'd be surprised if we shut down again. However, I do think that real estate, fall season is spring happened in fall this year. So we're still going very strong. I think it will, because the other indicators are so strong. Interest rates are historically low. They've never been lower, below 3%. And the big thing that's driving the real estate market is supply and demand. Real estate is a commodity of supply and demand. So we have less inventory than we've ever had before. And in fact, I just did numbers yesterday for some other reason, but something called the absorption rate is flipped upside down. So properties are moving off the market way faster than they're coming on the market. So we have buyers and we don't have product for them.
Wow. So I have a question for you. Since you're seeing that, do you see more people moving out of the cities of whether it's East Coast or West Coast? Do you see people moving out and moving to a lower, like our area is beautiful, lower amount of people here? And that's not a high metro area, but suburbs.
We are seeing that.
Do you see that?
We are. And in fact, I mean, I have a lot of friends in Manhattan. Most of them decamped to their second homes in the summer. They were lucky enough to have second homes. And anybody who had one of those, you know, spent the entire summer out there. Many are not going back. But I know that I've been reaching into Manhattan to try to get buyers, and I've sold a few properties to people from New York coming out here. It's also that what's changed so dramatically is that people don't have to be close to their workplace anymore.
Exactly.
We've also had people moving out of Bucks County who've called me and said, well, I'm from Indiana and I'm with J&J and I can work from anywhere now. I don't have to be near J&J. I'm going back to Indiana.
See that too.
On my house. There's a lesser degree of that. We have more people moving out of the cities. Not as much Philadelphia as Manhattan. As I understand it, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Manhattan, Chicago, that people are moving out of those.
I've heard about California. I've heard about the Chicago. I've heard about these big cities that they are leaving.
Yeah.
You know, like New York, a lot of them are, you know, my former clients when I had my transportation business, they are leaving New York and going to Connecticut, or they're coming into a suburbs like of New Jersey more. You know, you do have the rolling hills up in north there, but not too far north. So you're seeing that. And that's interesting because they want to get away from these metros and they don't have to be at the office anymore.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Most people are very, it's amazing that so many companies are sending their people home almost permanently.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess that's saving, I'm thinking about it, it's probably saving a fortune for the company because they don't have the office spaces, the buildings. They don't need to have that. And that changes insurance. It changes everything.
Change commercial real estate dramatically because there's a lot of empty office spaces now. Not only with restaurants, you know, closing, but there's also, you know, people are moving out of their office spaces.
Yeah.
Everything is, there's a major shift in almost every area for us due to COVID. Interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I saw the change in March because I was doing long hauls, taking people's vehicles because they, you know, snowbirds, people relocating, college students. And I would drive, you know, to California, Texas, you know, west, everywhere. I was in every state and every town, which is great. Then I would fly back or fly there. And it's so sad that it's not there for me anymore. I've gotten a couple trips and I was grateful for that. And I miss it. I love driving all across the country. But I'm not going to see that anymore. That's one of the reasons I started this podcast, to help other people, to help their businesses, to help individuals get the word out there. So, yeah, I can work from home. I don't have the gas bills and the toll bills and the, you know, airline tickets, and I don't have all those bills anymore.
You also adapted. You adapted.
I did. I had to. In the first few months, I'm like, well, we're going to come out of this, and it's going to come back, but... You know, I'm friends with a million pilots, and I know a lot of people in the airlines. And there's companies that close, there are airlines that close. They lost their job. United furloughed 40,000. American is furloughed. Delta, Southwest.
Yeah,
and
it's incredible.
Because of that, nobody's flying. And they predict about 2 years for it to really come back to the numbers. Because last May 2019, United had 3.2 million flights in 1 month. And this year they had 235,000 flights in 1 month. So to go to those numbers again, it's going to take a long time to recuperate.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of people, and I'm one of them. So, I mean, I used to, because I work 7 days a week, and I love doing that, but I always travel a lot. So I would spend 21 days away every summer to up in Massachusetts on Cape Cod. But aside from that, I would be away almost every weekend in the summertime with friends, shore hops, and other things I would do. In the wintertime, I would do a couple of trips at least. So I do work a lot and I can work from anywhere. I've always been able to work from anywhere. So I've always traveled a lot. So that's the one thing that's been so interesting for the past 7 months, to have not been on a plane, to have not been anywhere at all other than my... I'm okay with it. It's just so odd. And my other great luxury in life is New York theater. So I'm a huge theater buff. I grew up going. I have always seen a lot of shows. I go in very easily for dinner and a show.
Sure.
And I've always called that my great luxury, because it's, you know, as expensive as it's gotten over the years, it's something I've always done. So I had tickets for three sets of shows that were canceled, obviously. And then since then, I think, wow, am I ever going back to another theater? I don't think I am.
That's what's come across, I mean, for me too. Music, concerts, and are we going to ever attend those again? Because I've been watching I watch live streams on everything.
And even if you can, would you? So even if I could go, so to me, it's all been about risk reward. So the same thing with flying. We just recently were talking about going somewhere and getting on a plane, because people are doing it. I haven't done it yet.
Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience. Now, I drove a puppy. I don't know if you've seen all my things, but I drove a puppy to Las Vegas. Flew from Vegas. Then once I got there, I flew from Vegas to San Fran, and then San Fran back to Newark. So I've never seen, and now this was Labor Day weekend on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody in the airport in Las Vegas. I've never seen such a ghost town, and stores were closed. All the stores in the airport. I get to San Francisco, and this is like, I'm so excited to get there. Even during this time, I'm like, I'm on a plane, I'm flying first class, I'm going to San Fran.
Bye.
And there was nobody on the plane, and then there was nobody in the airport in San Francisco. Same thing. I get to Newark. Same thing on a holiday weekend. It was scary. And then the last one I just did was Denver to PA. You know, when I flew to Denver, it was quiet. Again, nothing.
Yeah.
No different. I just drove a Penske truck to Florida. I just got back from that one. I had to fly from Sarasota back to Newark. Same situation. It's a Friday.
Unbelievable.
Sarasota was a ghost town, and all the stores were all just... they were locked up.
Yeah.
Except one. And then it's you get to Newark, it's the same. It was no different.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're all hunkered down.
Yeah, we still are.
For the foreseeable future. So it's just, so you know, I keep on saying this, it's fine. You just make do with, you know,
make
it's
do.
Just
drive. Everybody's driving. The roads are packed because people are driving everywhere across the country. That I will say, the roads are packed, but the airlines are not.
I just haven't gone anywhere. I'm staying very
You're walking good. Everywhere. That's what you're doing.
I'm walking up. I'm being very content. And actually, sometimes in my house, we worry about how content we are. We're perfectly okay. So we're like, wow, what happened? I was never the most social person in the world. But now it's like, it goes into my business. It really does.
But you really do. You give your business 150%. You do. And you do a wonderful job. Now, so I have to question. So how do you know Rose then? So her from, did she help you in some form of real estate at some point?
Well, she did, but I actually met Rose that I was selling a house in her neighborhood, and she was walking by. I actually hadn't even thought about this. This is my initial meeting of Rose. She was walking by on the street with her son and her dog, I think. But anyway, she stopped and said hello. Now, she knew me. She recognized me. I didn't recognize her, I have to admit, but I had known her from a gym that I went to a while back.
Oh.
And Rose and I took spin classes at the same time. And also her husband, who I did remember, used to work out on the gym floor with me as well. And he, so anyway, so she knew me and recognized me. And she just said, I started talking to her, not knowing that I kind of knew her. Started a conversation. And then from that, I discovered that then we connected on Facebook. And I then discovered what she did, which is to downsize and stage homes among her many talents.
Wow.
So I learned about her company, Rose Knows Where It Goes, which I love the name of that. I've told her 100 times how much I love
it. It's a really cool name.
And it's so easy for me to tell my clients about, because my elderly clients remember that so easily. I just have to say,
okay,
listen.
Okay, so you work together, kind of.
Yes.
So you I have.
I've worked with her. I had somebody recently, a little bit of an older woman, but she definitely had some mental incapacities. It was a very difficult, it wasn't a difficult transaction, but you just had to be very careful with her. She was a lovely, lovely woman, very, very bright, and she had dementia, no doubt about it. And nobody in her family had really taken the responsibility away from her. So it was very difficult just trying to be clear with her and make sure that she understood that I was doing the right thing. But she also had a bit of a hoarding tendency. I mean, I put that mildly just now. She was a hoarder. And so the house was like, oh my God, it needed to be taken care of. So I contacted Rose. And Rose worked so hard to get that house ready to go on the market. So Rose and I really did team up with this particular client because psychologically we also worked with her and handled her and talked about her. She often would remember Rose's name, she would remember my name. You know, we never knew what we were going to get on a daily basis. So Rose and I really teamed up on that one completely, and we got the house sold and we settled last month. And I love this client. She was just a wonderful woman. It was a great experience all in all, but Rose was a great help. So
she really helped you. You were able to get the house sold, but you got Rose because she knew what to do with all that stuff.
Yeah, and she does. Rose knows where it goes. And she really does. She knows who to hand it out to. She knows where to donate it. She knows where to. I mean, she knows who needs it in our area, who takes clothes, who takes glass goods. And she works with a lot of agents in my company and in town. So it's not just me. A lot of us use Rose.
Interesting.
She's really at downsizing.
Yeah.
And she's a great gal.
Well, we'll have to put her on here. We'll do a shout out on the social media here when I put everything up. I'll mention her name when I do the post. And you know how I do. I just post it everywhere. And then of course the podcast is on like 25 platforms now. Amazon is a big one. It's a great thing. But you'll get those shout outs and people will see you. They're going to see the website. But we'll throw Rose in there just because she has worked with you and you have a connection there too for her. But we'll try to get a show with her and just have her talk about what she does to help others.
You absolutely need to do that, because aside from that, she's a great person. She really is. And she and I are both of the, you know, if you follow her on Facebook, you see her heart very clearly as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm always commenting on her stuff. She's a good lady. And even though I never met her, I haven't really talked to her, but we definitely will be doing that in the upcoming week or so. We've got a busy month here with Halloween, and I got all these different people coming on board. So. But it's been an amazing experience talking with you. It really has.
Can I just add one more thing?
Here? You can keep going as long as Jeff.
I'm just going to be the longest interview ever. I'll cut out. I just want to mention one thing. This is very much for the public also, and I'm very, very proud of this, okay?
Okay.
So one of the things that we have done, my sister and I, I was focusing on my website. I've always had a great website. The URL is propertyinbuckscounty.com. Propertyinbuckscounty.com. So I decided that it wasn't really doing what I wanted a website to do for the public. And so every realtor has a website these days. It's not a big deal. I've had one forever and we've changed it. It's really very pretty and it's functional. And one that I had, you could search for houses and you could read about Jeff Levine, and I would try and,
I've seen that one, yes.
well, that's the older one. So the new one. So what I wanted to do, I thought, you know what? I want to be, I'm always saying to my clients that my job is to provide information so that you can make the best decision for yourself. My job is not to sell you something. That may happen, but where I want to start from is the idea of giving you all the information that you need so you can make the decision for yourself of whether or not you want to buy or sell, and then we'll do that. So I thought, these websites are not informational enough. They really just are like just to try and grab the public and here's where you can find a house, you can search for homes here. And I thought, not even Zillow does this, not even Trulia does this. There's no place, there's no one-stop shopping website. So we developed my website, we developed it, propertyinbuckscounty.com. So there's, it's tons of information. And one of the things that's on there that I wanted so much for there to be was under the resources tab, you can go and see every document that a buyer or seller will end up filling out to buy or sell a house. I thought to myself, why is it that every time I'm working with a client and I say, okay, we're going to buy the house, here's what the agreement of sale looks like, they've never seen it before. Why am I asking people to sign these serious documents that are brand new to them in that 24-hour period? Yeah. So every document for buyers and sellers is uploaded onto my website under the resources tab for people to review if they want to ahead of time. So it's not a surprise to them.
So you have all the documents on your new website, correct?
Every Pennsylvania Association of Realtors form is on there so people can see what you will be filling out someday if you ever sell or buy a house.
You did a lot of work to get that done.
My assistant did a lot of work to get that done. I'm the idea person. She's the one who does everything. She makes the magic.
Is but that the one I talked to in the email?
Yes.
It's Karen.
Yes, you talked to
her. Okay, she's very nice.
She's great and she's very efficient. So, and we also have not only can you go in and put in an address to search a home, but you also can go and buy communities. There's a tab in which says communities. If you click on Doylestown, you'll see every home currently for sale in Doylestown.
Wow.
You don't have to go. You can do Solbury, Warminster, so it's a whole thing for communities. So there's a lot, and all of my Saturday Live at Fives are there. Every Facebook Live at Five that I've done is there for people to take a look at, to reference.
And they can all look at all the live shows you've done, right?
Exactly. On whatever topic it is, how to buy a home, how to sell a home, how to price a home, a million different
things. This is great information. We're going to be able to plug all those links into that podcast, and that's going to be seen everywhere. And then your YouTube's going to have all that in there, too.
Well, I'm very excited about the website because we've worked with a great company and they were really easy and great to work with. It looks pretty, but I love the content. I'm very, very excited about it. I think I'm the first realtor ever to have anything like this. I'm sure there will be many, many who will have it very soon.
Yes,
and that's okay. That's okay. But anyway, I just wanted to mention my website.
I will definitely be plugging. I will make sure. And if you have any particular ones that you for sure don't want in there, let me know. You just have to email that to me or you can text it to me. But all those links, I want to make sure I have all of those covered. And like I said, I have all your, I've got your Twitter, I've got your YouTube, and then your website, and you know, all your Facebook. All those need to be in there so people
can connect. I'm fully transparent. You can put, I have no secrets. I really, really don't.
And we'll definitely get that walking on there, the Roman. Yeah, we need to put Roman one.
Yep.
So when you get a moment, maybe just you can do a quick text and put the links in, or maybe have Karen just send me an email with all the links that you would like in the podcast. Yeah. I'll be working on it today, and it will be up tonight, and it will go on to all Facebook, all Twitter, everything. It goes everywhere. Tumblr, you name it. Pinterest. It covers them all.
Okay.
So that would be great.
I think as we're talking right now, I'm sending you an email.
You are fast and efficient, and we love that.
I get stuff off my plate very quickly. I have to do that. So
Oh my gosh. Can't wait. I'm excited for you to listen to this and see how it goes and see how it turns out. I hope you're happy. And when I get to YouTube, I'll be putting a lot of photos, and I may be grabbing some other photos from some of your other social media sites that you have. Now that I know that you're out there everywhere, I think we can use some of the other photos. besides the one Karen sent.
I knew that you're going to be great fun to talk to. You and I look forward to meeting because I think you and I can really chat for an afternoon.
I'm sure we could. I mean, we didn't touch on the health and fitness and bodybuilding. I mean, that's a whole other subject. We have so, I mean, we could get in a lot of trouble.
I'll tell you, if everyone had me back on, not to be a hawk, but I'm happy just to talk about that and health and taking care of yourself. I'm 70 years old.
What?
I'm 70 years old. Yes.
I see you. There's no way.
I'm happy to brag on that. I want to be an example for people. I want people to understand that you can be my age and work out every day.
You have biceps of a 21-year-old. I was in the bodybuilding community. I did that. I was a power lifter. My
really?
Leg presses were 650 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
I was huge into that industry. And, like, when I... Yeah. There's... I can't believe that.
No, you should see my abs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what, Jeff? If you're okay with this...
Anyway, I'm
if you... If you're okay... Let's do another one when we can a moment and talk about health and fitness.
I would love to because I really believe in sound body, sound mind. I'm really
Oh, let's do it. Let's
okay.
do it. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited again.
We have a date.
All right, we have a date. Everybody out there, I hope everybody's listening. We are doing health and fitness with Jeff and it is going to be an incredible one. Let me tell you. This was a great session for Real Estate.
You're a great one. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for being on. I really do appreciate all your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great day, a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh my gosh, that was incredible. Let me tell you, Jeff, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show, Bucks County Bites. And everybody, there is so much information here about real estate. I learned so much from him. It'd be great to take courses from him. Maybe get involved in the business. Maybe those that are not working that need to find another income source. Maybe get involved in real estate. Maybe take a course, get a mentor. Jeff's perfect. He's the perfect person to have as a mentor. And he is able to help so many people out. We'll definitely have Rose on, and we're going to have all those links in there for everybody to find out more information. If you're selling or you're buying, it will be there, and it's going to be a great podcast. So everyone, please, please like, subscribe, share. That's what we need. We need people to subscribe and to share this podcast out there. As you well know that I am still searching for the right sponsorship. I've had a couple people come to me and the products that they wanted on was just to fit with me. So I love health, I love fitness. I love helping businesses, restaurants. You know, everything that's out here within the Doylestown area is wonderful. So looking for that sponsorship to get your ad in there for all those people out there listening to hear about your product. Hear about your business. So Jeff, thank you so much. I hope it's a fantastic week for you. Everyone, be safe, be healthy, be kind, love one another, and by all means, treat each other like you want to be treated. Everyone have a great, fantastic week. This is Bucks County Bites, over and out. A tumbling down, tumbling down.